Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. I was waiting for that.
News. Breaking update. Alert. News. Tour stuff.
Thanks.
I think I got it all.
Tour week 3. Yeah. Lots of stuff to talk about. We'll start off a little more information. I was able to use photographs and compare the close-up video of Weird Al playing his new accordion.
Yes.
And I found out it's the Roland FR4X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's got an onboard audio recorder.
I was going to say an on button.
No, yes, it's got an on button. It probably does, actually. It takes 10 AA batteries.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can buy it in black or red.
Huh.
Yeah, exactly. It also, like we've talked about before, it's got over like 200 different sounds you can make
that's
the
amazing.
Keys make. Yeah, yeah. So that's it's really going to be a lot of fun. So that's, speaking of tour information, no new songs this week.
Really?
Yeah. Since he's played That Boy Can Dance, he hasn't played any new songs of his. You know,
okay, yeah.
We're not counting the covers, of course.
Right.
He's
kind of running low. He really cranked them out the first couple weeks.
Like, well, and that's the thing is, I think we're at 50 songs of his,
yeah.
Give or take. And in that interview with John, he said they practiced 52 songs.
Yeah.
So there's a potential that we've heard them all.
Wow.
Which has kind of given me a little bit of like a depression.
Really?
Like a little bit of like, oh man, that.
Well, you got to know by the time we see it, he was going to go through them all.
I guess. I don't know. We
still got like.
Maybe he's holding back a couple of them, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe he secretly has pancreas programmed into that fancy accordion of his.
I'm hoping maybe he's still working on the programming. Maybe trying it on the bus and see if he can make all the sounds and
yeah.
Play in with it. Maybe he'll break it out. And, you know,
I mean, there's a couple. I also want him to play They Might Be Giants.
It, what?
The song from They Might Be Giants.
Oh, I thought you meant like his, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, why can't I think of it either?
Yeah, yeah.
What's
everything,
wrong with us?
Everything you know is wrong.
He hasn't done that yet?
I don't think he's done that one yet.
I swear I saw that one, but yeah, you may be right.
And that was one of the ones that I really wanted. Now, he played Close But No Cigar, but I'm pretty sure he's played that before. You know, that's not a new thing or anything. So, would be cool. Yeah. The new covers, are All Day and All the Night.
Uh-huh.
Should I Stay or Should I Go? Blister in the Sun. I feel like those three are very like similar.
Yeah,
and then Uncontrollable was a hard one to say.
Uncontrollable
Urge by Devo.
That's a good one. Yeah,
yeah
it's a very odd song. But I can totally see the band.
Totally Weird Al.
Yes,
you know what I mean. Like
yeah, it fits
yeah,
really well.
Exactly. So those were the covers. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun. He's doing some really cool, interesting things. Some classic like. Songs you probably know, like Blister in the Sun. I mean,
yeah.
I remember that. I remember for some reason they played one of my college homecoming things, like homecoming week, you know?
The band. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I can't think of the name of it.
I can't even. No.
Oh, why did I say that? I can't think of it.
Yeah, they played.
Okay.
My homecoming and everybody was like moshing and I was literally like these songs came out before moshing existed.
Wow.
Violent Femmes.
See,
I knew if I kept talking out,
it would come to you. Yeah.
To it. Yeah.
It was the same two, you know, it was two words, similar syllables.
Yeah. Yeah. Flaming Lips, Violent Femmes.
Yeah.
Those go together.
They do. There you go.
There you go. We'd like to make a plea right now.
Uh-oh.
To everybody attending. Now I'm sure the people who listen to our show
uh-huh.
are not the ones doing this,
uh-oh.
But stop asking him to play parodies
yes.
during the concert.
People are yelling that out.
People
yeah.
are screaming out like, hey, play this
no,
song. And you're like,
people are doing that.
No, that's, wow. that's not the point of this
exactly.
concert.
Did you see the t-shirt?
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
although at one point in Terrytown,
uh-huh.
Somebody waited for all of those things to be yelled out
uh-huh.
and then was like, play whatever you want.
Yes.
And Al was like, that's a good suggestion. I'm going to play that.
I like when he did the fake out. Like, I know you guys really want me to do, you know, one of my parody, you know, one of my favorites. So here we go. And he went into, like, I believe it was one of the covers, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think a lot of the saga begins. He starts with, this is a very little known song. That
yes.
you might, and then just goes into it.
So he's got, you know, the medley and the two that he's rotating out at the end.
Yeah,
that's enough parodies.
Exactly.
We've heard all the parodies in concert, basically.
Don't. There's no need.
There is no need. And that's the whole point of this concert. And just stop. Stop. You're missing the point.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, and these are potentially people who aren't like fans like us. These are probably maybe a little people more casual
dragged,
fans.
Dragged along by their friends.
Yeah. And then they're like, wait, this is the one. What is the play the song I know? You're supposed to be the eat it guy. Why aren't you playing that? You know, exactly. Why aren't you dressing up in this weird outfit?
Those people. there you go. That's a good plea.
Yeah. I was also reading online. I couldn't figure out when he specifically said this, but I saw several references to the fact that Weird Al has claimed that he has something planned for 2019.
Yes, he's mentioned that a couple times about, you know, a tour.
Okay,
like,
so
bringing it back to the old way.
Okay.
In 2019, yeah.
Which is cool. So we'll see what happens with that. Well, you know, it's good. Or like, I want more Vanity Tour. Actually, I would love a second session
in
of Vanity
Florida,
Tour,
especially.
But then add some more stuff, and people were postulating maybe you could go to some of the towns that are similar to the other towns that he already played and play other songs. Like, remember what songs he played the first time, and then play the other half of the songs that he plays.
Okay,
like that would be kind of fun too. I think
like a neighboring town.
Yeah.
Whatever next to Terrytown. I don't know. Jerrytown.
Jerrytown. I don't know. Marytown. We got some Billboard stats now for the Hamilton polka.
Amazing.
Number one in comedy.
Of course.
Number 23 overall by digital sales.
Nice. I mean, we shouldn't have tried so hard. We could have gotten 27.
We should have. Slightly less people should have bought
people
it.
Should have left.
Come on, guys.
Come on.
And
drop to 27.
Weird Al joked that, like, oh, it's probably the first time a polka has ever been on the digital sales charts.
Is it?
It is. Okay. Yeah, of course. Because the digital sales charts, I think, have been around for like 14 years.
Oh, okay.
So nobody's had a polka hit in 14 years.
No.
So
it's
by
been
far,
a lot longer.
Yeah, maybe by far, 20. Definitely the best polka song ever on the digital sales charts.
For sure.
Yeah.
Bar none.
What's even better is the Hamilton polka has pushed the cast recording of Hamilton back up to 16.
Nice.
Which is the highest it's been in the last 8 months.
That's amazing.
So it went back up to 16, which is where it was 8 months ago.
Awesome.
So just releasing this one thing. And a cynical person, not me, but a cynical person,
not me,
might be like, that's exactly why Lin-Manuel is doing this.
Well, maybe, but no.
I mean,
anyone
I don't think
he's seen any interview with him at all knows that's not why.
I know that's not like the first goal, but it definitely helps.
It helps.
Like that he's been pumping that stuff.
It was probably
out.
In the back of his mind like, hey, maybe if it does well, it could help me as, you know, but I seriously doubt that was
Not even just generally the Hamilton polka, like the other Hamill drops that he's been doing.
Well, that just I'm sure he's just keeping it.
Renewed interest.
That's
in
That's definitely the reason he's been doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
But this was probably like, hey, I'm doing these Hamill drops and I can get a chance to do work with Weird Al on that. That'd be amazing.
Yep.
I think that was more the goal.
Well, yeah. And we know that the Hamilton tour is going around and we just got announced Orlando is going to have it, but we knew that last year, actually. But then we also got all the other shows that are going to come to Orlando in 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
So those were all announced, which is really cool. And of course, Hamilton's one of it. I think Hamilton is actually going to be here for like a month.
So there's a chance I can see it.
Maybe. Those tickets are going to sell
out
real
fast.
Lottery. Like, not even the series holders can buy extra tickets to that show.
Wow.
Usually you can.
Yeah.
And they've already said no. And I was like, oh, okay. But then they said it was a month. And I was like, wait, what? How is...
They're expecting to sell out for a month. I mean,
apparently.
It's
so,
a big show. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. A friend of ours is actually in New York right now.
Uh-huh.
And he's seeing like five or six shows.
Yeah.
And I swear, so far, everything he's gone to see is on the list for next season here.
So, well, probably a different cast.
Well, a different cast. He's got like... They're watching Hello, Dolly, but it's got Benedict... What's her name?
Bernadette Peters. Not Benedict Cumberbatch.
No.
Okay.
Bernadette Peters is in it, and we're going to get somebody else who's famous, but not quite as famous as...
From Animaniacs fame.
Yes, Animaniacs fame.
Yes.
Correct.
So I know her.
Or The Jerk.
Yes.
There you go.
Also in The Jerk, I know her from
Lots of fun, lots of fun.
Rita.
Another special thing, on Thursday night's Jeopardy, there was a very special question.
It was a very easy question. Come on.
Yeah. It was only the...
For
it
us.
Was, 80s music was the category, and it was 800, so it was the second half of Jeopardy. So that's only category number two out of five,
but there was
hardness.
But then it was the Daily Double.
Well, there you go. It was the Daily Double, and this is what it asked.
Well, I knew I was in trouble now. My hope of winning sank, because I got the Daily Double now, and then my mind went blank.
Luckily, Amy got it right. She knew it. Yeah, she knew
it. Was it airline Amy?
No, no, no. Probably not. But she had an awesome, did you see? Awesome, like this tattoo sleeve on her like left arm.
I saw it on my phone, so I didn't get that kind of detail.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She had this like full sleeve almost of
probably
tattoos.
Probably a picture of Weird Al on there too.
Oh, maybe.
A big spatula. Like,
no, it wasn't that obvious. Yeah. But she did know it. She did know it.
I was very surprised.
She was like, Weird Al?
Yeah, when I saw her, I judged her. I'm like, she's not going to know it.
Oh.
But she did.
But yeah, lots of fun just because of the fact that it was also a daily double.
Yeah.
So like there was a like this weird meta thing going on with it.
Right? Yeah.
So
that was funny. They did that on purpose.
Yeah,
sure.
Of course. Yeah. I just like that takes just enough planning to be like, oh, that was funny.
And they're hoping that her mind would go blank.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been hilarious. No, she ruined the joke by knowing it.
She needed to say, I'm sorry, my mind went blank. And then be like,
There's a lot of news this week with Al. He's just like everywhere. Just this morning, I'm going to jump ahead, right?
Yeah.
You want to get into that next?
Yeah, yeah.
He released two new polkas. Mixes.
Kind of.
Sort of.
Like yeah.
Remix.
He's remixing.
Remix.
He remixed Live in the Moment.
By the entire country of Portugal.
Yep. By Portugal the Man.
Oh, just the one guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it mixed up.
And then he also released Feel It Still, which is also by Portugal the Man.
Which I had not heard that one.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. No, I think you've heard Feel It Still.
I heard the first one.
That's the first one.
Yes, the second one I had never heard of.
Yeah, yeah. And we're playing it right now for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, like, he's remixed it. He's put some accordion, I think, in it. And then he's even put in, like, a couple of, like, him singing some vocals and stuff.
You know, re-sing some of the background music there, you know, like, echoes the singers.
It's almost like he's like Kanye and he's coming in and like he's doing like a verse only.
He is a genius.
Background vocals and accordion.
Yeah. Sure. It was pretty cool.
It's a lot of fun.
I want to listen to it a few more times. I've only like done one listen of each of them, so I want to give it a little bit more.
But yeah, we'll probably talk more about it next week just to have something to talk about. But yeah, pretty like cool. Lots of very cool. Him and Lin-Manuel seem to be having this like every couple of days, something interesting to talk about.
That's amazing. I was like, maybe this is Weird Al's new thing. He's going to just go around and like polka the hits. He's just, instead of like doing medley, he's just going to go the entire song and just like anything in the chart, I'm going to polka that.
Yeah.
Remix everything as a polka. That would be amazing.
That would be really awesome. Remixes as a polka. That would be really cool. Like, I don't want him, like, okay, it would be kind of cool to see him do polka. And I still want to see him do, in Polka Face, he does a polka that makes me want. Thrift Shop.
Thrift Shop, yes.
I want a full length polka of Thrift Shop.
That would be kind
of
cool.
Because I really think that would be awesome.
That would work. Yeah. That little bit was one of my favorite parts of that polka, too. Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be nice.
I would love that. But
Weird Al, if you're listening, John, I know you're listening, John. Let Al know.
So that one of that song, but I like that this concept of, like, I want Al to do that song, but like, I would like this remix concept that he's got going on too. So
you don't want Weird Al to remix that one as polka. You want him to just do him it as a band, just do it without the original stuff in it at all. Okay,
although if Macklemore wants to like guest on it,
why not?
That'd be kind of fun.
He can join in.
I think so. That'd be very cool.
He's not doing anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, was he at Universal this year?
Yes, he was. Yes. Universal Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
So,
Macklemore.
He
probably ended up the thrift shops in town, you know.
I went to all of them and I didn't see him.
You didn't see him? Were any of the tags popped?
I think they're all popped, aren't they?
I don't know. Doesn't that mean you rip the tags off?
I don't know exactly.
I think the song's about like, you know, ripping off thrift stores. You go there and like rip off the tag. It's like, I don't know. I think this is 20 cents and it was supposed to be a dollar.
I have a funny story about thrift store where
let's hear it.
A friend of mine sent it to me like months before like it became like a hit.
Uh-huh.
And was like, I think you'd enjoy this. And I listened to it and I was like, okay. Yeah. And I moved on. And then it became this epic hit. And I listened to it again. And I was like, oh, man, this is actually kind of cool.
Yeah. I didn't hear it until after the polka. And it wasn't at all what I expected it to sound like.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, wow, that's not what I envisioned in my head at all. I like Weird Al's way better, which is like your point. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
What else you got?
Well, that's about it.
No, I'm sad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. These are going to be shorter.
Yeah, as he runs out, we run out of things to talk about. Like, it's basically just like the covers now.
Yeah, covers, and we'll try to dive down in some of the stuff. But he's also been releasing some fun stuff, and yeah, just a chance to talk about news. And if it's not, then we'll go back to two songs a week. It'll be fine.
Why not?
It'll
be good. We'll live.
But so far, this month has been amazing for news, or at least the last 4 weeks.
I feel like we're missing something that's happened this week. In my mind, I'm like there's one thing, there's something we're not talking about. What is it?
Okay.
I don't know.
It's okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening. If you have anything you want us to talk about, give us a call at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD. Or you can contact us on Twitter or Facebook at We're All Yankovics.
Do it.
Yep.
Do it now.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.